Hello, GWA Backstage. This is Ball or Truth, answering Ball or Truth's Baker's Dozen questionnaire. I figured that since I posted it, I should probably actually record some answers. So hopefully this is fun and entertaining and ever so educational for you all. Question 1. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, how has your week been so far? It's Wednesday night. It hasn't been terrible. I had a issue on Monday, but it's all worked out. So I'd give me a solid 8, honestly. This week's been pretty all right. I did some really good cooking. I got to eat some really good food. So I think I'm good. Number 2. What is your usual alarm clock sound? If it's a song, what song? I actually have multiple songs for my alarms. I have the theme to Firefly. I have the Gummy Bears theme. I have a Doctor Who theme. I have all these songs that are supposed to like get me up and peppy and ready for the world. So that's my alarms. What is your favorite snack? Right now, my favorite snack is dried sweetened mangoes. I tried the dried mangoes without any sugar on them, and they're just awful. So I like the ones that have a little bit of sugar on them. It doesn't need that huge amount that's on some of them, but it does need some sugar on them for me to be happy. But I eat that a lot, like way too much. Favorite non-alcoholic drink? It's really, really, really lame, but I drink a lot of sparkling water. I know. It's pretty sad. I like brisk iced tea with the Nestle brisk, or I think it's Nestea brisk iced tea with a little bit of lemon in it. Love that. But I don't drink it very often because not very many places near me sell it. So I drink a lot of that sparkling water, LaCroix, Polar, I think is one of the names. Pellegrino has some good ones. So there you go. What are some audio tags that will make it more likely for you to hit play on a recording? So true fact, I don't listen to a lot of recordings anymore. It's really sad. I've got a lot of ones that I saved from before that I really liked. Or that were from people specifically to me, and I listened to those. But when it comes to new audios, I honestly don't listen to that many. What would get me interested in an audio? I honestly have no idea. That's really sad, isn't it? Ugh, I'm the worst. Number 6. Is there an audio topic that you wish had more attention? I wish there were more bedtime stories. Since I don't really listen to audios anymore, I don't know of any topics that really, you know, need to be covered. Scripts that I like or that I'm interested in are scripts where there's no sex on my part. I like telling somebody what to be doing or describing sexy things, but I don't necessarily want to perform on audio anymore because I did that for a while. And I had some really good experiences with it. I'm in a different headspace now. So there you go. Number 7. If your friend was going on a low-tech vacation, what 3 books would you recommend that they take? I rewrote this question because I realized that people going on vacation wouldn't take 3 books that they've already read, because that's dumb. Who does that? So maybe 3 books you'd recommend would probably get it better. Basically, I'm looking for people to tell me what books to read, because I'm always interested in what other people read. So for me, 3 books that I would recommend, The Talisman by Peter Straub and Stephen King. If they like science fiction-y kind of stuff, the book Ready Player One is excellent. It's actually 10 times better than the movie. And then also another book that's 10 times better than the movie is The Princess Bride. I would recommend those three books. You got a little something scary, a little something sciency, and a little something cute. So there you go. Number 8. What is your comfort food? It can be a meal, a snack, a treat, whatever puts you in a happy place when you eat it. So my partner, who comes from a long line of East Coast Italians, Italian-American cooking, Sunday gravy is a thing, and they're very picky about their pasta and their sauce and all that stuff. I'm pretty sure he's mildly horrified by what I'm about to say, but it makes me think of when I was a kid, and it was a treat to have SpaghettiOs and SpaghettiOs with meatballs, or ravioli. Raviolios is actually what they were called. But I love those. I'm an adult. I've eaten wonderful Italian food. I've eaten very, high class foods that cost hundreds of dollars. And yet, if I'm looking for a comfort meal and I want to, just not think about what I'm eating, like calories and carbs and stuff, and just think what will make me feel happy and comfortable, it's SpaghettiOs and meatballs, and mini raviolis. And you put them in the pot, like the pot, right? So SpaghettiOs is one company. Mini raviolis or Chef Boyardee, I don't know what the other one is, and you put them together in the pot and you cook them and you heat them up all the way through. Don't microwave them because microwaving them makes the texture weird and it doesn't stay hot as long and stuff like that. So put it in a pot, heat it up over low medium heat, get it warm, and then settle down and eat it. And it's so good. I love that. I know it's awful. I know. I know. I know, right? What is your superpower? What superpower do you wish you had? My superpower is getting shit done. That is, like my job title, I'm pretty sure. Queen of getting shit done. And what superpower do I wish I had? I really wish I had Glimmer's power from She-Ra. She's got this ability to teleport, and then she can also do offensive stuff with it. But she can teleport not just herself, but other people. And her distances have gotten better, so she can teleport further and further. I would love that. I'd love to be able to just grab my partner and teleport someplace, or grab my partner and my husband and we teleport someplace. It'd be so much better than flying. Oh my God. And cheaper and faster. How awesome is that? What is your favorite pet name, honorific, or nickname to be called? Currently, Miss. I know it's a stolen name. I admit. To the real Miss, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to steal your name, but I really like it. And really, only one person calls me that, so I'm not trying to steal anything. But that person also calls me a couple of other honorifics that I really like. Pet names, who doesn't love being called princess or kitten or, something cute like that? But I'd have to be in the right headspace for it. So for now, right now, it's mostly Miss. I really like that one. Number 11. What fictional character would you sleep with if you had the opportunity? What makes them the object of your affections? This is my questionnaire. You'd think I'd put some thought into this. Whew. That's a really good question. Mr. Darcy from Pride and Prejudice, specifically the Keira Knightley 2005 version, because F the 1990 something version, because that one is terrible. So Mr. Darcy. Who else? Is there anybody else really? Not really. That's kind of sad. I mean, yeah, Mr. Darcy's probably the only one that I can think of right now. There you go. Weird. Number 12, what was the best gift you've ever received? It's funny. Everybody struggles a lot with this question, and I was afraid I was going to do that as well. But actually, I thought of one. When I turned 21, my group of friends gave me a book, and they had all drawn a picture of me, like their impression of me, and then a birthday wish or, a general good-natured greeting kind of thing for me. And there were, probably 20 pictures in the book, and it was amazing. It was just great to see those pictures and, read the very kind notes. And I still have that book, and that's, ages ago. So, that's the best gift I think I've ever received. What song gets annoyingly stuck in your head? The song Tomorrow from Annie. I will start just belting that out for no good reason. That one is probably the most annoying one to everybody else. I don't really care. I like it, and it makes me feel good to sing it. Yeah, I think that's pretty much the most annoying, most frequently sung song by me. That was 13, and that is a baker's dozen. That was Baller Truth bringing you her answers, and I hope if you get a chance, you listen, or rather, you make your own recording of this and post it as well. I love listening to other people's answers. Have a great night, and we'll talk to you later.